Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey all, Peter Zine here, coming to you from Colorado. Today is the 17th of February, and the news is that 100 U.S. troops have just arrived in Nigeria to help train local forces in anti-terror operations. It's the first batch, another 100 or 200 is expected to come in the next several days to weeks. Why Nigeria? Why now? What matters? So if you go back to Christmas season, December, the big story that was making the rounds in MAGA was that Nigeria was massacring Christians, and oh my God, we got to stop them. And so on Christmas Day, Donald Trump bombed a jihadi stronghold in northern Nigeria. First time we've done military operations in Nigeria. The Nigerian government internally was kind of pissed off because this is a country of 230 million people. It has dozens of ethnicities. The northern part of the country is more Islamic and drier than the south, which is more Christian and tropical. But the militants that have been operating in the north, they don't care who they kidnap. They kidnap anybody. So most of this was just a collective MAGA fabrication, which, you know, we've seen a few of those before. But this time it resulted in the United States actually bombing someone, which is generally not a good reason to do it. Anyway, the Nigerian government was really pissed off, but rather than be pissed off in public, they said, you know, you're right, we do have a militancy problem. Why don't you come help? And Trump did. Now, these are not combat troops. These are advisors, but they are now getting enmeshed into this situation in Abuja and further north, and we'll see what happens. This matters for three reasons. Number one, Nigeria, 230 million people, significant energy producer, based on the day, exporting somewhere between 1 and 3 million barrels a day, although it's pretty chaotic, so it's usually on the lower end of that. It is the clear superpower of West Africa. It is the most populous nation on the continent. It matters in a great many ways, and in times when Nigeria is able to hold itself together, it projects power into the entire neighborhood, and in areas when it's not able to hold itself together, it falls into civil war. So anything that helps Nigeria hold itself together is generally good for the region and U.S. power projection regardless. Number two, we are seeing some of the outcomes of the Ukraine war on another continent here. So one of the things that the Russians did right when the Ukraine war was getting going is they tried to stir the pot everywhere they could to cause as much chaos and civil conflict as they possibly could. And in the Sahelian region, that's the dry area that's south of the Sahara Desert, but north of the tropical belt, they targeted the French position. And they basically went and, under the guise of counter-terrorism, counter-Islamic terrorism, they encouraged Islamic terrorism to continue and cut deals with regimes that were in the process of having coups. We called it the coup belt for a while, to push the French out. The French have now left all of French West Africa, Burkina Faso, Mali, countries like that. And so we now have these arrangements of pro-Russian tin pot dictators that are basically raping their country and running mining interests for the Russians, whereas the militant groups have been able to spread beyond those countries into places like northern Nigeria. So anything that pushes back that tide is generally a good thing too. And again, consolidation in Nigeria is probably the best bet at this point because the first line of defense, the French forces in the region are now gone. So are U.S. forces for that matter. So that's number two. Number three, the Trump administration just put it into a position where it has now has sent forces into an area specifically with the goal of finding out what's going on. That's the first time that's happened in this administration. Usually they just rely upon rhetoric and whatever is circling through the conspiracy sphere. Now we actually are going to have a couple hundred troops interfacing with the Nigerians on a daily basis, getting a feel for that what is a very, very complex country and a very, very complex security environment that doesn't match the story that you hear on the web. What they do with that information is going to be really, really interesting. I don't mean to suggest that the United States has like immense interests in this region, but as a rule, anything that holds Islamic terror at bay and keeps them in worthless territories is a good thing. If this is able to penetrate into central or, God forbid, southern Nigeria, then we've got a very different situation where the entire region would become unmoored. So, you know, kudos if this works out, but right now the government government of the United States is still very, very, very early in a fact-finding stage. And once they have the information in front of them, they will then have to make a decision and balance against what we are hearing in the magosphere, which is largely the opposite of what is actually happening. That's going to be an interesting conversation that will happen a few months from now.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.